morning. How you doing, everybody? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Tuesday, 2 for Tuesday coming up. If you want to sneak in your request there, 312-981-7200. Two songs, one artist, 312-981-7200. Welcome back, everybody. We are live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Here till 5 a.m., Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. Steve Cochran, the great Steve Cochran, at 6. Lots of stuff happening. We had a busy, busy show this morning. And my next guest is Lindsey Cochran, who's been on the show a bunch of times. He is the guy who puts together Great Moments in Vinyl, which is a unique concert experience when the band tells you the story behind the songs before performing it, and they pay tribute to really, really great artists. And we played, you heard Prince, Purple Rain, this Thursday night, they're going to be paying tribute to Prince at Martyrs, which is at 3855 North Lincoln Avenue. The show starts at 8, it's only $10 to get in. You can check out the website, greatmomentsinvinyl.com, and we have a link on our Facebook page. It's this Thursday night. And they are going to be performing all of Purple Rain in its entirety, the entire album. Lindsey puts this together every few weeks, and we always have Lindsey on to talk about it. Lindsey, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Nick. Thanks so much for having me on.
It's my pleasure. My pleasure. So let's talk a little bit about now. You guys at Great Moments in Vinyl. Well, tell everybody what Great Moments in Vinyl is. I always like to have you explain it.
Well, we are music fans. We are music fans that love music so much that we want to share it with other people. I mean, I found myself in a career in radio many years ago, and it was because I loved music. I loved that experience of basically turning to other people and saying, "Don't you dig this song? Listen to this. Here, check this out." So I started taking classes at the Old Town School of Folk Music, got to know some of the instructors there, and they had these amazing classes at Old Town, which are basically album classes, you know, like let's learn to play some Bob Dylan, or let's learn to play some Elvis Costello or some Smashing Pumpkins. So in some of these classes, I'm working with these instructors and thinking, these people can really play this stuff. Let's create a band. Let's create this project where every couple of weeks we go on the stage at Martyrs or some other club in Chicago and play an entire album, or maybe two, and basically turn to the crowd and say, "Don't you love this music?"
Yeah. And that's what you guys
do.
And you guys do it really well. And not only that, though, Lindsey, you know, I've had the pleasure of having you come in and bring in some of the best musicians in Chicago, quite simply.
They're good.
Amazing people. And it's always a thrill to have such talented musicians in the studio to hear you guys perform and to talk about what's happening. Now, you guys have paid tribute to Prince in the past.
No, actually, this is the first time out. We did Michael Jackson last year, the Thriller album and the Off the Wall album.
But, why do I think that you did Prince already? I must be nuts.
No, we've done a lot of things. We've done Pink Floyd. We've done David Bowie, Bruce Springsteen, Van Morrison, Sinead O'Connor. I mean, Elton John.
The Police.
The Police.
Stones.
We've covered lots of territory. Yeah. But, Prince, this is the first time out. And you're talking about great musicians. I mean, we had a rehearsal a little earlier this evening, and we all got chills because I don't know if you remember the end of Purple Rain. There's that long coda with the string section.
Yeah.
Playing, just kind of meandering through various chord changes. Well, I hired a string quartet for this show.
That's amazing.
And they came to our rehearsal and sat down and played that. They played along the string parts in several of the songs in the Purple Rain set, but they did that at the end, and everyone in the room was just like, "Oh my gosh, this is going to be an amazing show."
That's incredible. That is so cool. You guys do it upright every single time you do it. And Martyrs is such a great room. And it's kind of a revolving door of great musicians for different gigs. Who do you have in addition to this string ensemble, which is unbelievable? Who do you have playing with you for Prince this Thursday?
Well, my longtime companion in all these projects has been Richard Pettengill on guitar. He's the fellow that's been on your show before and talked about having been at Woodstock.
Yeah, yeah. Every time that guy is on the show, he blows my mind in some way. I don't know how he does.
And mine too. I may not show it much when I'm on the air with you, but you know, he'll tell some story about, you know, "Oh, I was hanging out with Pete Townsend at this bar," you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And like, oh my gosh. Anyway, he's back with us on guitar. He's doing all the, what's the right word for it? The guitar solo, the flash guitar, you know. Prince is an amazing guitarist. It's a word that Mick Jagger used to describe him in a tweet after Prince's passing, and he called him a startling guitarist.
Yeah.
And so Richard captures a lot of that startling playing for us in this set.
Amazing.
We have four lead vocalists for this show. Bill Bricky, who's a guy who teaches at the Old Town School, teaches guitar classes and some of these ensemble classes. But he's singing and playing some rhythm guitar. We have Erin Tedesco, who's been on your show before.
Love her. I love Erin. She's amazing.
Oh, my God. She's amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know the song Beautiful Ones from the Purple Rain soundtrack.
It's my favorite song on the album.
It's got screaming at the... I mean, you know, he just gets up way high and saying, do you want him or do you want me? And Erin just nails that.
Beautiful.
Years ago, we did a Led Zeppelin show, and a guitarist that I've known for many years recommended another vocalist to our set. Lauren Dukes is her name, and she's doing amazing stuff on Controversy and, the opening song of the set, I Want to Be Your Lover.
Mm.
That was a song that Prince did on the Midnight Special, his debut TV appearance, if I remember rightly. So, you know, you're watching the Midnight Special, and here's this person that comes on wearing a zebra print top vest, a zebra print vest, zebra print bikini briefs, thigh-high high-heeled boots, and hair blown dry.
Yeah. Lindsay, I vividly remember watching that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show were the guys who were hosting this thing. And you could tell that they were totally bemused by this character.
Right.
But, you know, so they introduced this band, and this person is on stage prancing around singing falsetto. And I think America had this collective moment of, oh, my God, it's a guy.
Yeah. And I think also his first appearance on SNL was amazing, too.
I mean, he was always bending, you know, breaking the boundaries, bending the rules. Catching people. And what the amazing thing is, and I'll get back to talking about who's in the band in just a moment, but just the fact that America accepted it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, back at that time, homosexuality was still this forbidden thing. And here's this guy that openly crosses all these boundaries and treads over the line. And like he says in his song Controversy, you know, am I straight or gay?
Yeah.
And he wanted to keep you guessing.
Right.
And America, I guess it's because the music was just so good, they were willing to look past that, and you know, they weren't turned off by it.
No, he was an amazing, an incredible artist.
I think our culture is partly before and after Prince. It's one way you can divide up how the culture is evolved.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. And so give me a couple more people who are going to be in the band.
All right. Oh, so Lauren Dukes is doing some singing, and then one of my keyboard players recommended a fellow named Christian Rogala. And amazing percussionist, and he's also he's a great mimic. I mean, the point is we don't try to mimic Prince's music, but he actually captured some of the little vocal nuances in songs like, and I hate to say we gave him all the X-rated stuff, but Do It All Night and Dirty Mind and Darling Nikki, the Parents Music Resource song.
Yeah, Tipper Gore was not happy about that song.
She was not happy when her 11-year-old daughter heard that song.
No, she was
but,
not.
So those are our four main vocalists.
All right.
To hear them harmonize on When Doves Cry or to hear them join voices on Purple Rain in the chorus, I mean, it's just one. You know, when I put these shows together, I say we're music fans that like sharing music, but as the, you know, the impresario behind this thing, I try to create a collection of wow moments. You know, the string quartet is one of them. Hearing Erin sing Beautiful Ones is another. Hearing Bill Bricky sing Let's Go Crazy is another.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's just these moments of, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow, what great music.
Great stuff. And you always, you know, as we always talk about, now in addition to, I'm hearing some other songs that aren't on Purple Rain, so you're not just doing all of Purple Rain, you're doing his earlier stuff.
We tried to do, I mean, ideally, in the ideal case, this is how I sold the idea to the club, was we would do two separate albums, but occasionally we'll come across an artist where maybe we find, you know, half an album's worth is worth playing, but some of the songs seem too obscure, just you know, too much like some of the others. So for this set, we're doing kind of a everything before Purple Rain.
Yeah.
A sweep of songs. So we got some things from 1999, from Controversy, from Dirty Mind. And like I said, I Want to Be Your Lover, that very first song.
Right.
Was a hit for him.
Well, he was one of my favorite artists of all time. I was I have been a Prince fanatic for all these years. And, boy, his death hit me hard. It was
a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, I think he was, once again, he was like David Bowie. He broke down these barriers. He made it possible to be different and to feel good about being different. And suddenly to have that taken away.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You know, it's kind of what happens when your heroes pass on. You realize you have to be the hero yourself. You know, they've taught you, and now you've got to take that mantle on and carry it forward.
Great way to look at it. So now you tell stories in between songs. What are some of the things that you found out when you were doing research with this? And do you have like a sort of a favorite story?
Yes, absolutely. There's Let's talk about Purple Rain for a moment. Let me scroll through my text here. This is a little thing I'll say before we play Let's Go Crazy, the first song, the Purple Rain soundtrack. Let's Go Crazy, indeed. It truly was a moment of collective insanity. I mean, picture this. An artist who'd only just had his first two pop hits from his latest album, 1999. He'd only just had a couple of popular videos on MTV, and now he wanted to make a movie. It wasn't a request. It was an ultimatum. He told the two men who handled his business affairs, find me a movie deal or I'll find myself new managers. They shopped it around. No one would bite. A-list directors, B-list directors, C-list. What they wound up with was a first-time director, a first-time producer, a star who'd never acted before, with a band who had never acted before, with plans to shoot in Minneapolis in the winter. Which part of that sounds like a recipe for success? Was it crazy? Alan Leeds, Prince's former tour manager, once told an interviewer, I don't know how you describe Prince's obsession with making a movie. It was beyond confidence. It wasn't even arrogant. It was destiny. And either you were on board or you were going to miss out.
Yeah, man. And I remember vividly, Lindsay, waiting in line to see the movie. There were two sneak previews of the movie. There was a 7 o'clock showing and a 9 o'clock showing at the old Carnegie Theater at Russian Oak. And yeah. I remember standing in line to see it. We were going to the 9 o'clock, and the 7 o'clock was letting out. We were standing in line to see the sneak preview. And at this point, I'd been a huge Prince fan already, before Purple Rain. And I was with my girlfriend at the time. We were standing in line, and a group of people came out, and they were talking. And one of the guys said, Michael, who? Because it was that he just dismantled. And at that time, Michael Jackson was the biggest thing in the world.
Ah, right, yeah.
And he came out and went, Michael, who? And I knew, I was like, oh, man, that's it. It's all over. So,
oh, absolutely. I mean, Elton John called Prince, this is one of the quotes I'll mention there, he called Prince one of the greatest entertainers he'd ever seen. And this is Elton John talking.
Yeah, yeah. Now, what songs proved to be the most challenging so far, Lindsay?
I would say Computer Blue.
Oh, that's boy, yeah.
Really banging heads against in the rehearsals, you know. We've gone through it. You know, because it almost turns into a Return to Forever Al Di Meola thing in the middle there. Mm. And it's kind of an interesting song, too, because some of the melodies, I think actually the guitar melody in Computer Blue, is a song that Prince's father had written. Prince's people came from Louisiana. All his grandparents were born down there. His father was, too. But in the great migration of African Americans, you know, I'm going to say in the show, it's like, black folks looked around and said, God, there's a lot of Southerners down here. Let's get out of here. And moved north. And he went all the way to Minnesota. But get this, went all the way to Minnesota to be a jazz musician. What? Mm-hmm. Anyway, that failed as a career, but he had written some melodies. And Prince, just like the father in the movie, I mean, Purple Rain is not autobiographical. It's based on elements of his life, but
yeah.
Not directly.
Right.
And but like the father in the movie, the father was a frustrated musician, had wanted to pursue music and had to give it up. And here's some songs, here's some melodies he'd written, and the son, the kid, took them and incorporated them in the songs in the movie, just as Prince did with his own dad.
Yeah. Again, this is Thursday night, October 27th, paying tribute to Prince, some of the early stuff from his career, and all of Purple Rain performed in its entirety, also with a string section. I can't believe you got a string section.
Like I said, these wow moments, we've worked with strings before, and it just adds something to the show. It just raises it a notch. We're going to do a Little Red Corvette. I can read you something else I was going to say.
Yeah, please.
So if you have a moment.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about this. This is kind of fun, you know, because I tell stories about Prince, but I also try to set the stage for certain songs. And before Little Red Corvette comes on, you know that's a song with a certain amount of innuendo in it.
Yeah.
to say the least.
Yeah.
Let's see here. So I'll just come on and say, sex and cars, a series of observations by James R. Coffey, found on wikinet.com. Sex, like driving a car, takes lots of practice to be good at. No matter how well you study the manual, nothing can replace hands-on time behind the wheel. It doesn't pay to be in a hurry. Drivers who are in a hurry have more accidents, get lost more often, and, worst-case scenario, don't reach their destination at all. While there's something to be said for traveling solo, no one there to criticize your driving, or you can play whatever music you like, it is nice to have a friend along, someone to point out places of interest, take a turn behind the wheel, and share the memory in years to come. And we just go right into a little bit more added.
That's great, man. Lindsay, always a pleasure, man. I love you, man. And
thank you.
Great moments in vinyl, unique concert experience. The band tells the story before. Amazing musicians. It's going to be an incredible night honoring the great Prince. And Purple Rain will be performed in its entirety. And it's at the Great Martyrs. We have a link on our Facebook page. And you can also check out greatmomentsinvinyl.com. Lindsay, we will talk to you the next time and hopefully get you down here with the musicians and play some stuff.
Absolutely. We got the Rolling Stones coming in December.
Oh, boy. All right. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you, Lindsay.
Take care, my friend.
Take care, buddy. There you go. Lindsay Cochran, everybody. Great Moments in Vinyl performing Prince Thursday night. It's going to be a great show. Incredibly talented musicians. Awesome stage presence. Great stories. Great music. It's going to be a great night. All right. We'll take a quick break here on 720 WGN.